due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Boo Dallas! Get it?
Yes, I get it.
And you weren't scared at all?
Nope.
Oh, come on, Renee. Halloween is no fun if you don't get to scare people. But I'm not one for giving up. Tonight, on SmackDown Halloween, somebody is getting scared. All you have to do is boo Lee.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to the, oh, good God, the Pain Clinic. Bang.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic. October 31st. Ooh, I'm scared. Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. Real quick, a couple holidays besides Halloween. Can you believe there's something else besides it? It's Carve a Pumpkin Day. Seems quite appropriate. And your Psychic Powers Day. Just keep that in mind. No birthdays today on Halloween. Unless you are, it's your birthday, then happy birthday to you. But the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. 2 weeks from today, join us for UFC 193 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road, at 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Ronda Rousey takes on Holly Holm for the bantamweight title. Get there early because Ronda tends to fill the place, we'll say. She has that much, she's that big a draw, and she's that good. So come on out. It's 2 weeks from today. UFC 193, Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. And I believe it's a $5 cover, but none for ladies. So it's a glorified ladies' night with ladies in the main event.
What if you dress up as a woman?
I think that we would have to classify you as a woman then. So
fair enough.
High heels must be included. Well, maybe not. Maybe flats, you know, or maybe some sort of sandal, you know, soft over the toe type of thing, you know. But, hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to
the he really knows his women's shoes.
That's pretty sick.
Psychoanalyzing cash this morning.
Another plug here. Bill Gray's home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play, right across the street from where we broadcast at this moment. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
And one last plug. Hey, interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater. The job of being official, more up your alley, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact us at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud, Rock City Roller Derby. We are having a scrimmage next week, so it'll be our first tryout in our new place. It'll be kind of fun. But, hey, welcome to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling, and you can give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. And call us about anything in the world of pro wrestling. But I have to start out by saying sorry about people that came out to Salvatore's at the garage door. Had some issues with the pay-per-view again. And sorry about that. You didn't miss anything, okay? Well, except for the first
opening, yeah.
Except for the first topic I'm going to talk about, which is the return of Alberto Del Rio, which if you haven't watched any WWE TV this week, you probably don't know he's back. But if you do watch SmackDown or Raw, you saw Alberto Del Rio stuffed in your face. Thoughts on this, guys? What do you think? I mean, we were talking last week about who the big mystery was. We heard DB, Daniel Bryan. We heard all these different names. And then finally when Alberto Del Rio comes out, it reminded me from a few weeks ago when I heard that they were negotiating with him again because they needed
a Mexican draw. They needed a, because they're losing out on the Hispanic viewers because they don't have Rey Mysterio anymore. But then they begin to question, they bring him back and he's healing immediately with Zeb Coulter. And Zeb Coulter's music started before he came out, and then it's like, oh no, it's going to be Jack Swagger taking on John Cena, but it wasn't. It was Alberto Del Rio. So thoughts on this, guys?
What have they really done to heal, though? All they've done is said they're going to bring together two cultures.
It's true.
Yes, but
he was getting cheered all week.
Yeah, you'll hear it during some of the sound bites I played when he's like, you know, when Zeb Coulter kind of poo-poos the audience at some point when he's cutting his promo. So, and, you know, they're being elitist. That's what he's doing. He's coming out and he's being elitist. You know, we are the only good thing, you know, Mex-Americans, you know.
Well, he was a name that popped in my head probably right at some point before the pay-per-view. I started thinking about it. I said, maybe it's him. I had a whole bunch of other names. But the problem is that I actually really thought it was going to be Jack Swagger, too, and I got extremely disappointed for about a good 30 seconds when I saw Coulter.
On a scooter.
Yes.
The People Power scooter.
Rascal. Yeah, he's driving his own rascal out there. Well, we know he had a serious injury, and he had something done to his leg. So, you know. But, honestly, he was like a pretty good face when he was there, before he left. I mean, remember he was in town and people were cheering him and Jack Swagger on?
And the People.
Yeah, We the People. They loved it, you know, and they were getting behind it. And then the injury happened, but... So then he comes out, and I think he's healing. I mean, that's what I get the feel. It's a complete heel job. So, I mean, it's natural to come in as a heel. It's easy, you know? Danny's back. I know you've been picking up garbage the last couple of weeks on the highway, you know, and you don't have to tell us why you've been doing that.
Cash, life is about making amends, you know? I didn't mean to put those cameras in those public places, but, you know... You get caught, you got to pay the price.
Okay, Chuck Berry. Okay, so Danny is back with us. Yay, missed you for a couple weeks. So
you just missed the donuts.
No, that's not true.
I'm not going to lie. This
truth comes out.
That's not true. Did you drop the name when you went and picked them up today?
I did. I got a weird look at first, and then I mentioned the discount.
Yeah.
And no questions asked.
Nice.
You're not him.
Yeah.
Right. I got that look. I'm like, oh, this person said they're free. Who?
Nice.
I'm not going to say it's your boss, but...
Don't use it. Yeah, the listeners out there, don't use that.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Great. Awesome. But so you should have got double then. No.
Hey, I was honest, and I still paid for my own, you know, breakfast slice, so... It wasn't like I just said, everything is free.
Yeah, start piling it in the bag.
Give me a couple garbage bags.
Put it in the back seat.
I'll just take a whole tray of those.
Where's your Cocoa Puffs?
All right, so Dan, nice to see you back. You look nice and tanned.
Good to be back. Not really. I'm just saying that to be nice.
Oh, okay. Have you gone back to work yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He does have a glow about him.
Yeah.
Man, somehow picking up trash just really just brings the glow out of him.
It was a nice weekend.
It was the radioactive chemicals.
Ah, makes sense now. 222-1280. Star 12, we got Rashawn on the phone with us. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen, and Rich.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Dicky Bella believer.
Actually, I'm not going to bring any heat this morning towards myself.
Please? I actually really enjoy when you do that.
But I will say, first, I got to put this out there. I promise this is not a shot at Scott. I have a puppy in my truck, so she starts barking. That's why.
Oh, no, that's it. And that's not Scott. That's Dave from Henrietta.
Oh, Dave. Yeah. Okay, Dave.
Okay.
Wait.
And believe me, he takes lots of shots. Don't worry about
Precious.
That.
Is it Precious?
I promise it's actually not a shot. I have a 13-week-old pit bull in my truck with me. That's sleeping right now. So.
Good.
Well, so I'll get this out real quick.
Okay.
I got one prediction for the future. I believe it was Danger Boy that said it last week, and I kind of agree with this, and I want to expand on what he said. He was saying taking SmackDown off of network television and using NXT in a slot. I do agree with that. However, what I feel is going to happen is basically they're going to run the NXT show on network television, and they're going to bring back the draft. So probably once or twice a year they will draft from NXT instead of, and I mean, you're still gonna have your random bring ups to main roster and whatnot, but I think you're gonna have the draft come right back.
You know, the only problem I have with that is SmackDown is moving to USA in January.
Yeah.
Just USA is already having enough problems with WWE with the numbers they've been pulling lately. I honestly don't think that the average fan who they have 1.23 million subscribers to the network. There's 270 million people in America. What percentage is that? Very, very small. So people, and I don't even know what percentage people have cable, but they don't want to see people they don't know. They want to see the guys who are on Raw and SmackDown when they watch SmackDown. So I mean, it's tough to take all star power off a show when you're moving it to a new network and then expect people to follow you. So it'll turn into TNA numbers. Okay.
Well, it's interesting you said that, Cash, because you're kind of right. There are people out there who want to see the people they know, but then there's people like us. If I was given my choice between watching NXT on the network or Raw and SmackDown on USA Network, I'm watching NXT.
Yep.
Yeah, and NXT, I mean, you get so much.
So please, for the love of God, leave NXT alone.
Yeah, don't. I wouldn't start. Because you know what? They're going to move it, and then all of a sudden you're going to see all these WWE superstars on NXT.
Leave NXT alone.
The biggest thing that they need to do with the NXT roster, and I loosely use the phrase roster, is they actually need to shake up the writing team. The writing team down at NXT is absolutely phenomenal. They're doing a great job with helping the guys develop the characters and letting storylines that they do on NXT kind of develop out. They do so much on Raw and SmackDown where they get halfway through an angle, Lana, and they just drop it. And then the other angles are so cartoonish that nobody, it's like you're challenging the intelligence of your viewers. So that kind of turns a lot of people off from it. Like we've been saying it for a few weeks. We're 6 months to a year, maybe 2 years away from something, another big explosion, another big era happening in pro wrestling. And we all know it. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be something with the big independents coming, doing something with WWE, like you're talking about with Evolve. I mean, Ring of Honor's drawing a lot of attention. Jeff Jarrett's promotion was Global Force. All of them are doing something, it's like that cauldron is starting to bubble up. And we know something big is about to really go down and happen.
Well, I'll say the big indies out there, and I'm not saying every indie, but the big indies are doing well for business right now. Okay, and there's only like a handful of big indies. You know what? If you want to know who they are, go back and look at that survey from about a year ago WWE put out asking if you ever heard of any of these companies. I believe Evolve was on there. I believe
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor I don't consider an indie because they actually have now solid contracts. In fact, we just read that the Young Bucks signed with them this week for a solid contract with them. First group company that they've signed since they've been free agents. So, but, they're too big. I mean, and the thing is Ring of Honor, has a Sinclair TV behind them. So they have their own huge, small network, I guess we'll say. They're on TV in every market that Sinclair owns a TV station. So,
yeah. And I mean, which is great. And just going back to Eric Bischoff's book title, Controversy Creates Cash. Well, competition creates cash too, and that's where that big survey came from. And I mean, and honestly, what they've done with that survey so far that we all noticed, whether Warren admitted or not, is they went to those organizations and started cherry picking talent too.
And that's something, look at the guys who are at the top right now in WWE, Seth Rollins. Dean Ambrose. These guys were all those dudes a couple years ago that you're talking about. So it hasn't just started. It's been that way for a while.
It's not just starting. I didn't imply that.
Okay.
That's what they use. They you could just tell. It's like they got to a point where they got stale. Where we find the talent? They were doing talent searches at all these events. They were doing open casting talent searches. And they're like, all right, none of these people are really working out. Actually did go to the fans. They just did it a little bit subliminally and said, okay, what organizations have you heard of? And then they started going to those organizations and start cherry-picking talent.
I find it hilarious that they start this whole NXT division, and really the only ones that the cream that rises to the top is the guys who are on the independent circuit before going there.
And Baron Corbin.
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is a guy who actually started there and came up. But he was there for quite a few years before he came up. So, but a lot of the guys that we're seeing coming up were huge. They learned their trade someplace else or on the road. And that's probably still always going to be a road to success in the WWE, is to have that period of life in which you're traveling to seeing, getting getting the road woes and stuff out of the way young instead of having to do it as soon as you get signed to WWE.
I want to see a competition. I mean, I want to see WWE pick up all the greats. I would love to see people like AJ Styles, Austin Aries, all these people in NXT and WWE because ultimately that's the bigger stage. However, I like competition. I like things where they are. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think Ring of Honor is great. I think TNA has a great product. If you start reading some of the matches, the results, there are some great matches going on, like you were saying with that world title.
We had James Storm last week fight Abyss. That was a great match. They put a lot of that stuff. You know, there's some great quality, and they let some guys go, and the guys that go are appearing. We've got two guys like Storm. And Samoa Joe, who now are pretty much main. I think Samoa Joe's pretty much a mainstay in NXT. He's already planned for next WrestleMania to have a match on an NXT show before it. So I'm surprised they don't give him a shot at the biggies. But maybe they can't shoehorn them into what's going on TV. They say, well, we don't have 15 minutes to start a new thing with these guys yet. But you hold out for someone to get hurt. Dolph Ziggler gets hurt, Rusev gets hurt. It opens it up for other people to come in.
And we all know that's the biggest excuse because you got 45 minutes of replays and
oh, I know.
On Raw. So, but anyway.
Well, they think that draws ratings. I don't know. I mean, or catches people up because the other people are watching other things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something else on another channel, and then they switch over.
25-minute promo to start the show every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my last thing is just an opinion poll. Let's go with who you think has the best Uranage, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, The Rock, or even Nia Jax, because the Uranage I saw her do was pretty nasty. Now, right now, I'm going to say my best one is Samoa Joe.
I'd say Samoa Joe, too, just because he's a big guy. He doesn't look like he can, that he can get around that way, I don't know. We'll think about that, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
Have a good one.
You too, man. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We brought up a lot of good points.
For those that don't know, the Uranage is actually the Rock Bottom.
Yeah. It's the side slam, the side. That's what I think Booker T called it, right?
I love when Joe does it in the corner when someone goes running at him.
Yeah.
Honestly, he will always be one of my favorite wrestlers. And, obviously being a Punk fan, I think that it sucks that he's not there because they could have made some money off of them being together, too, going back to their feud in Ring of Honor.
Well, listen to this. You see Del Rio show up, nothing is ever forever. Right. I mean, say CM Punk has got that three-fight contract and gets killed in the three fights and they let him go. He's got a home to go back to, even though there's been a lot of bad talk back and forth. It doesn't seem like that you can do the worst things in the world and still show up another year later.
Well, at the rate he's going, that three-fight contract is going to take 10 years.
It's true. I will say, Time Away was really good to Del Rio. He looked jacked. He looked, rested. You know what I mean? Because he's not working 300 days a year. So,
yeah, he did look jacked. I mean, he definitely is in good shape, and it's like
the best I'd ever seen.
We'll talk a little bit about that because he has some. He's actually the AAA champion right now too, so he's got some stuff to do. But some other news coming up from this week that we want to talk about, including the Undertaker and Brock Lesnar and Hell in a Cell. We'll get some thoughts on that. We got to go to break. Give us a call 222-1280 Star 1280. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I want you to share a moment of silence with me for the man who has lost his soul to me. Rest in peace, Phenom.
I'm not going to let a selfish, entitled immigrante, an immigrant, take away my opportunity to become once again, WWE World Champion.
With the colder weather here once again, you're going to start noticing which windows need replacing. Hey, it's John Tesh. I recommend Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows, an Anderson company, which is the most recognized window brand in the country. You know Anderson is a household name you can trust. With Renewal by Anderson, there's no middleman. From start to finish, you'll deal only with the professional Anderson crew. These are top-quality, custom-built replacement windows made of an exclusive Fibrex material that won't flake, rust, peel, crack, or corrode. Renewal by Anderson has received a 93% customer satisfaction score. You'll also get the peace of mind that comes with one of the strongest limited warranties out there that covers parts, labor, service, and installation. That's the Anderson difference. For your in-home window diagnosis, call Renewal by Anderson at 585-563-3533. That's 585-563-3533. Or simply go online to renewalbyanderson.com. Call Renewal by Anderson today and get your replacement windows from a company you can trust.
The Mix America Championship! We gotta take a second here, everybody. We gotta take a second here because I would have never had this opportunity to show the entire world how great I really am if it weren't for two visionaries, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Everybody, give it up for the Authority!
Hey, this is Eric Young from TNA, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280, WHDK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich, here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Call, on the Twitter, and maybe he is, and Mark Fantasia. And you can tweet at us, pain_clinic. You can also text us if you are too shy to talk to us on the phone. And it's just 585-222-1280. We will read your tweets if they're appropriate. I mean, you know. But let's go to the phones before we get too far. By the way, last night there was an NXT show down in Florida, and they pulled the old ECW Halloween night where everybody dressed up like somebody else. And I am loving these pictures I am seeing online of people like the Kevin Owens shirt, as well as Finn Balor dressed as CM Punk. Very, very cool stuff. Really? So go check it out online if you can. But we got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
I'm trying to figure out who the mustard tech it is.
Yeah, me either. You know what? It reminds me a lot of Colt Cabana and the banana suit. So.
Well, they had they have Gable in a banana suit, which was funny. I didn't understand the mustard packet, but I'm trying to figure out who it is. I almost think it's Biff Busick.
Oh well, he did debut last night, so.
It's really hard to tell, but it was.
What a way to
debut! If you can find them,
I start as a mustard packet. There's probably like 100 pictures online. If you just gotta look, there's like SpongeBob. I don't know if you saw that. It was Bailey. I think
Bailey is a Lego character.
That's what it was, a Lego character. It looked like SpongeBob to me. I don't know. Yeah, I see them. Okay, I'm looking at some of them now as we're going. They're hilarious. Yeah, Gable's a banana. I guess his partner was a monkey. Pretty cool stuff, man. But that's what ECW used to do every year. If it wasn't on the day before Halloween, it was the day of Halloween. And remember, everyone would change position. Sean, you remember that. Our Danger Boy, you remember
that.
It was a thing they did every year where they came out in everybody else's clothes and did everybody else's gimmicks.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I think they're borrowing that a little bit. So pretty cool night last night. But okay, Scott, so now that I got that out of the way, and people are now looking online for these pictures.
Well, then I'll try to be brief so everybody can enjoy the pictures. Because I remember talking to you Sunday, all day Sunday, naming names. I didn't see Del Rio coming, but I could easily see them very easily building a stable around him for this whole angle. And you're right, he is showing a lot of the, you know, the bad guy tendencies, because who's really going to call Neville a selfish, spoiled immigrant?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that tipped me off to Zeb Coulter. You know, it's a North American group instead of just a American group. You know,
well, they're looking to repackage the Los Matadores, so I could easily see them repackaged and folded into this somehow as some other part of the group. But I would almost, you know, and they've got the Rusev. Well, Rusev's not around for 6 weeks, but they've got the King Barrett and the Sheamus group too, which is weird. It's like they're trying to do international groups now.
Well, maybe not everybody remembers this, but like 3 years ago in WWE, Raw versus SmackDown, whatever game it was, there was a group called the United Kingdom, and it had Sheamus, Barrett, and at the time, Drew McIntyre. I remember texting Danny and going, why isn't this a real storyline? They used it for a storyline for the game, and now it's kind of coming true, but they have Rusev a part of it. I say go with it. I think that's a great thing to have, like, a complete international stable.
And not only that, they seem to work very well together. And that's kind of one of the big things about the groups. I mean, you've got the New Day, and everybody make sure you put your horns up, your unicorn horns up for Xavier Woods. But
by the way, they were wearing them. It was scary. they had them on. It was pretty scary looking. So, and Xavier Woods, I'm sure, will be back as soon as his honeymoon's over or whatever, the reason he's gone.
Well, it's funny because my three-year-old saw it on TV and then started walking around with her finger on her forehead. Like, I'm New Day. And I'm like, oh, God, I've trained you well. But it's good to see more three-mans. It's good to see more tag teams. It's good to see more stables. It's just the only thing that's bugging me is that we're not seeing, again, an emphasis on titles.
No,
I mean,
true.
We've got so many tag teams right now. There should be more of a turmoil for these tag titles, and it's just not there.
You know what I'm really kind of disturbed at is that now they have Drew, or they have Barrett and Sheamus as an official tag team now. Those two guys are tagging together now. This is a guy who's walking around with a briefcase that's going to make him champion. So obviously, if they're an official tag team now, you know that they're putting off any plans for him to use that briefcase for quite a while.
Or they're trying to distract you, making you not think that he's the, or just, you know, just kind of not.
Maybe, but also the Usos are going to be back in like a blink of an eye because they're all healthy and training to come back. So I guess what I was reading is that they were going to have the Dudley Boys take the belts off of New Day, but then with the Usos coming back, they changed the plans. And so now we've got a plethora of tag teams floating around WWE.
Do not take the titles off New Day.
Well, you know, I mean, it's good when they lose them because they have to chase to get them back, and they're pretty crazy. They cut
great
promos.
But takes away from the dancing with the belt.
I know. Yeah. I like the dancing. You know, I mean, no one dances better than Big E, you know?
Nobody dances better with the belts, but nobody celebrates better after they win those titles.
That's true.
I mean,
his facial expressions are just priceless.
They are. He's like elbow high to me, too. So. Okay.
If ever there was a group that was designed to be something based on a stereotype and has absolutely blown everybody's expectations, it is those three guys.
Yeah, you remember when they first got together, everybody was complaining, you know, because they kept talking about singing and clapping all the time, and they said, oh, that's racist.
Because everybody wanted another Nation of Domination at the time.
Yeah.
I did, too.
And they kind of got it. I think that's, you know, I mean, I think these guys are much bigger than the Nation of Domination ever got.
Remember when Kofi didn't have a personality?
Yeah, you know, I mean.
I know.
And they're not bigger than the Nation of Domination. Nation of Domination had The Rock when he first came out as The Rock.
Well, you know.
D'Lo Brown.
Yeah.
Can't tell, but I'm moving my head like I'm right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Wearing a chest protector for like 18 months.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, so I'm just saying, but I think right now they're bigger than, I mean, as big as the Nation of Domination. Hey, listen, The Rock wasn't the champion at the time.
He was the IC champion.
Intercontinental.
Okay, so we'll see. You know, give him time, you know. But
that fanny pack looked good on him.
They stick at three, you know. It may never get bigger than that, but I think they're more popular than a lot of. You hear the fans. I mean, they're behind them.
Yeah, and that's what, if I was, and it goes back to booking, but if I was a booker, you don't know how to take those belts off those guys because they've got that much energy with the crowd. And that, I think, is starting to really hurt the division is that they're that entertaining, but you've got all these other tag teams that want attention and deserve the attention, with the exception of the Ascension, who should be sent back to NXT because this has been a horrible failure.
Well, no, but I don't blame them. I blame the way they're booked. It's because if they were booked strong the whole time, they would be the new Road Warriors. Now they're just the Starship something or another's or whatever they're called, you know?
Yeah, but if you think about it too, if Connor had bothered to get a little bit more into the gym and a little bit less in the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, you know, I mean that's something that'll happen in due time though. I mean, you know, obviously, it's a new world when the chemicals aren't involved in building muscles, okay? I'll just say that. The guys who've been working out since they're 11 are like Ryback, okay?
The only guys who look like they're jacked are the skinny guys who are jacked, but they're still thin. Like Seth Rollins is cut, but he's thin.
Yeah. I mean, look, he has muscles on his wrestling tights, okay? And he has a six-pack built into his wrestling tights. So, you know, yeah, but, you know, and but besides that, you know, I was just going to say the tag team division, we've never seen more tag teams, I think, ever in the WWE. And what happens is New Day will be so good until the point where they break them up, and then everyone will say, oh, they could have gone so much farther. But it's like that WWE does that. They tend to wreck things when they're like at their peak at times. You know, they're like, oh, that's okay, now time to pull them apart.
That's what WWE does.
I know. You know, and they said,
that's
okay.
The one thing they do well.
Ruin.
It's not good, but they do it well.
Yeah, they wreck the good things.
Yes.
You know,
that's why I'm waiting for something terrible to happen with New Day, because when they agreed to let these three guys do this, this is not what they envisioned.
Mm-mm. No, it's just they got over doing what they're doing. I mean, it's the talent of the wrestler that comes through. They'll get over whether it's a bad gimmick or not.
And WWE doesn't like guys getting over on their own.
Yeah.
They like guys that get over because it's the people they tell people that they're going to like.
Exactly.
Well, what, you mean like Roman Reigns? By the way, Mark Fantasia, did you get a new Roman Reigns wrestling buddy since John Cena's on hiatus? Are you cuddling up the Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns wrestling buddy right now, because your buddy John Cena, your hero, is gone.
Oh, he's taking shots at the mark. Oh, no.
First of all, sir.
He just made me hang up on you. I'm sorry about that.
Just curious. Did anybody else think? I thought that actually Reigns and Wyatt stole the show. I thought it was a much better Hell in a Cell match than.
I will agree too. And I will say also Reigns, that's a kickoff for his title run. It's coming.
Reigns looks strong.
Well, but not only that, what they've done with Reigns over the past several months is let his build, you know, come around naturally as opposed to being force fed.
I actually, yes, this whole feud with Wyatt, I keep going, oh, man, they fought it like 5 pay-per-views now, but it's actually getting better and better and better. They had a great match on Raw that was, in Buffalo, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That was a good one. And then this pay-per-view.
I'm off the hating Roman Reigns train now. I don't hate him as much. I just didn't like it when he was the guy penciled in to win the title because a year in advance.
But I did get behind him for WrestleMania, because you want to know what? That's what you do.
I did too, because he was on my fantasy team and I was rooting for him.
Well, see, the problem was last year he got hurt and he was out. And then when he came back, it was 100% forced because they had to speed it up real quick. If they had the time to do the natural progression like they've done this year, it probably would have been a lot better last year.
Well, he was out, SummerSlam last
year? He was out 3 months, I think. Yeah, it was like September through November he came back.
He still should never have a mic.
And that's when Ambrose got really big.
Yeah, and I'll say one thing. Yeah, I don't dig him starting shows, doing promos. In the last 2 weeks, he's been the promo guy on the show.
I will say him and Nikki Bella are probably my two favorite promo people.
Nikki Bella is dynamite on the mic.
Thank you, Rashawn. We got to go to break. We got phones are, believe it or not, loaded up. There's one line free if you want to get in. 222
More people want to call in and make fun of the mark.
222-1280.
Bring it.
So you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Because this is not an illusion. This is not a mirage. You're seeing a real American out here tonight sharing the same stage with the great Mexican Alberto Del Rio. And why you say? Well, I'll tell you why. Because this man right here is a hardworking individual who is virtuous and proud, a trait that most of you people in this sketchy crowd out here tonight could use.
After tonight, you're looking at the number one contender, and I'm taking that championship. Believe that.
Fire up your DVR. It's time for your TV tip-off.
Halloween night is the premiere of Ash vs. the Evil Dead, a half-hour horror comedy starring Bruce Campbell as Ash fighting off even more evil spirits. Jill Marie Jones and Ray Santiago also star in this follow-up to the Evil Dead movies, and it's on Saturday at 9, 8 Central on Starz. For some more scares on Halloween, it's a 2-hour ghost adventure special at 9, 8 Central on the Travel Channel. On Wednesday, it's the 49th annual CMA Awards, hosted by Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, with performers including Eric Church and the legendary Hank Williams Jr. It all happens live, starting at 8, 7 Central on ABC. Following the end of Thursday Night Football, The Big Bang Theory moves back to its normal time slot, followed by Life in Pieces, then the return of the Emmy-winning comedy Mom for its third season, followed by a special Big Bang Theory. Finally, it's the fourth season return of Elementary, and the new Thursday starts at 8, 7 Central on CBS. And that's your TV tip-off on iHeartRadio.
Sports 1280 Rochester.
I was never allowed to dress up for Halloween. Was told it was too sinful. These are not costumes. Evil is very real. And to those three souls that are courageous enough to step up, my condolences.
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich, here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, Danger Boy, and you. Don't forget, we're going to be out 2 weeks from today from Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 193. Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm for the bantamweight title, and a plethora of other fights that we'll have a good time. Starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. We'll hang out, have a good time, give some stuff away. I'll have Pain Clinic t-shirts to sell if you want to buy one, and we'll see you then. But right now, we got to go back to the phones. I keep people holding so long, so we'll just start with Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Enjoying the show, definitely.
Thank you for calling.
Anytime. Let me start off by saying next time Undertaker is comes back, could he please do a promo like he used to do back in the days? Remember the promos he used to do with cutting the coffin and all of that, the casket, rather, and all of that? He hasn't done none of that lately. You know, when he was with Paul Bearer, he was about to face somebody, he's making the casket.
Yeah, talking 1992.
Yeah, but he had, you know, that he's been doing it, and after that he used to do little promos. He needs to go back to doing some of those again.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work in the wrestling
actually,
climate
today.
Actually,
I think he needs to go.
Yeah.
What? He's actually back for he's going to be back in a couple weeks on TV again. He's not he's showing up more this year than he's done in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Because it's his last
I wish he'd do some of the promos like they'll do some of those like he used to do that makes his character even better.
Well, but his character is not that. They call the dead man, but they're not letting him do like the crazy stuff, like throw lightning from his hands and stuff. I mean, that's old school stuff. The people who
or put Stephanie on his symbol.
Yeah, the people who are getting over
Stephanie.
The people who are getting over as the monsters are the Wyatts now. They're the ones who do the the smoke filled entrances and taking people out.
Problem is that Undertaker had wins.
Yeah, I mean, The Undertaker, he's, his promo is going to be just him in the ring talking. I mean, doesn't need to come down on a motorcycle. Doesn't need to be out in a graveyard digging up a hole or something in the middle of the night,
Well, then he's not doing his day job.
Well, that was from the Attitude Era, man. It was a while ago.
I'm sorry, but the last time he cut an Undertaker promo, I laughed because it's just stupid now.
Isn't the last one that he really cut is when he said three things that don't die or what, taxes, and he did that whole thing or something like that?
Yeah, or how about when he first came back and then the first thing he says is, it's like, yeah, sorry, I don't buy this anymore.
You mean tell me when Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are on the apron down ringside, he can't do the lightning thing no more? They won't let him do that no more?
I think he might kill somebody.
Or he himself will catch on fire.
Again.
His eyesight's a little off, so yeah, he'd hit the wrong person.
He'd hit a fan by
Mr.
accident.
Magoo style.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I didn't mean to do it.
Put your glasses on, Undy.
Yeah, because I was like watching when Paul Heyman and them were staying way back there, and Undertaker was in the ring, and I'm like, no lightning or nothing's coming out like they used to do the old Undertaker.
No,
your powers wane as you get older.
Wow,
we're just busting. It's more realistic nowadays. You just can't do that comic book stuff, the stuff. And plus, it costs a fortune to throw lightning. I mean, I'm sure I'm sure it does because it's like I would pay to see Kane and Undertaker throwing lightning at each other and
$10,000 per bolt.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. It's just they think he can get over by his talking, so that's what they do.
Okay. And another point, I know y'all up against, a thing that the WWE needs is an upset wrestler get on a hot streak. I'm talking somebody like Zack Ryder, for instance. If he rolls up John Cena and the referee is counting one, two, and don't stop the count, make it a three, get the upset win and let him go on a little winning streak.
Well, that's what Kevin Owens did when he first showed up. Is he took the number one guy and beat him. It's kind of like the 1-2-3 kid. I don't think he can do that anymore. 1-2-3 kid was beating everybody in his way, and it was by luck every time.
Yeah, I
think you need a talent that is that special. You have that Zack Ryder around, and he's just, you know, pretty much. I don't think he's ever going to be any higher than he was a couple of years ago.
Do not say that Zack Ryder is not nearly as special as X-Pac.
No.
Never say that.
No, he still gets a paycheck every week and shows up and wrestles on main event, maybe.
Sober.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I'm a huge Zack Ryder fan, and I feel like if they give him a few upset wins, let him go on the winning streak, and I think the crowd will be so behind Zack Ryder.
They already get it once.
On the road.
Yeah.
You never know what happens.
Yeah, it's already happened, I think, didn't it? I believe that happened
when he got the U.S. title.
Yeah, so and that was his peak, and sometimes people peak there, you know, in their career.
It's gone, it's done.
If you're going to do that, you got to do it with someone fresh. If there's anybody I would love to see them do that with, it would be a tag team.
Stardust.
No.
No, you know who, honestly, I really like
Jordan
to see
Gable.
Him do it? Heath Slater.
He's too far gone.
Yeah, and even Damian Sandow is kind of...
It's got to be someone that isn't tarnished already.
So someone that already hasn't had the small little bit. Okay,
you know what? You do it with a little guy, too. Like, Spike Dudley would have been a perfect guy to have come out and win a bunch of matches that nobody would expect him to win. You know, I mean, not that guy, but a character like him. You know, a little guy who, you know, just got a lot of heart, you know, a lot of people believe in. I mean, AJ Styles could debut like that. You know, in WWE.
Except he's already got crowd following.
Yeah, it's true. I was going to say, if he didn't have that crowd, but he might have his name changed when he comes in. But Troy, thanks for calling.
J.A. Stylus?
Yeah, who knows?
B.J. Stylus.
Yeah, no. Well, his real name is Alan Jones. So, and the reason he had to go to A.J. Styles is because there already was an Alan Jones in WCW. Remember Alan Jones? The Queewee?
The Queewee.
Yeah, Alan Jones. That, you guys remember, you don't remember that, do you?
I remember Queewee.
I remember the Queewee. We got to hang out with him.
Yep.
Okay, I got an ID. I'll run it someday. I'll find the Kiwi's ID. But let's go. We still got Jordan from Naples. Jordan, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going?
It's going good here. How about there, dude? Cold?
It's going great.
How the apples? How the apples out there?
Pretty good.
I know.
I like them apples.
Me too.
Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker. I wasn't too happy with that. Do you think in the next couple weeks at Survivor Series they would take Kane and Undertaker versus the Wyatts? I mean, think about what the Wyatts did to Kane Monday night.
Isn't it obvious?
It is obvious.
But are they going to go 4-on-4 in a traditional Survivor Series match? Or, since they're already promoting this is the 25 years of
Undertaker, yeah.
Is it just going to be Kane and Undertaker versus the four guys?
I don't know.
No, they're going to find somebody else to go with.
But who would you
Ambrose?
Use? No, but he's already been in that enough. And it doesn't add to...
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I agree. But it doesn't add to Undertaker and Kane. If you're going to do that, then you need to go back to their comrades, people that they used to, I don't know, maybe acolytes.
I don't care who they add, so long as the Wyatt family wins.
They're not going to.
Oh, they're not going to.
I'm sick of seeing them lose.
Undertaker's going to win, and then they're going to walk off together and right at the end.
Because, you know, if anybody needs a win, it's that young upstart, the Undertaker.
That's right.
He's got big upside.
Yeah.
Hey, anything on Randy Orton? You guys know when he's coming back?
Well, he's getting married, like, next week, and he actually legitimately dislocated his shoulder taking the garbage out.
His shoulder is that bad?
It sounds like an Undertaker injury.
He took it. He was taking the garbage out. Something happened, and he took it. His shoulder popped out of socket.
Kevin Nash taking the trash out. Charles Quad.
You remember when Randy Orton got mad at people when his shoulder came dislocated?
That's why Mr. Kennedy lost his job.
Yeah, he got his shoulder dislocated in matches because it's apt to do that. So they're thinking about going and maybe repairing it surgically.
Do we get Randy Orton updates?
No, we don't get RNN.
He's getting married too. I think that would.
I'm at 72%.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking maybe it was written in just so that he could, because he's supposed to be getting married the 14th, I think, or coming up sometime soon. So
not carrying her across the threshold.
Yeah, you know, maybe he is. She's really small. You know, I mean, it may have already happened.
RKO at the altar.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yes, there's, but so Randy Orton's going to be gone for a little bit. Hopefully, it's nothing too serious. That's, you know, what's funny is all these injuries are keeping, you know, derailing these stars. Rusev, you know, he tore some bicep tendon or something this past week, and he's going to be out for like a month and a half.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, but what is he doing anyways besides being the third person in a match?
Right.
You know, I mean, he's, that and the whole Lana thing kind of fell apart. I think that I have a feeling they're going to lose their gig in the long run because of that.
Confused. What is Lana out with?
She broke her wrist. She broke her wrist practicing in Baltimore a couple weeks
ago.
What
else does she do anyway?
Normally, she was eventually going to wrestle. That was eventually the plan.
Her versus Summer Rae was going to be matches.
Yeah. But it's not. But now that that's all done, why don't you have her come in and be his mouthpiece again?
Because they're really mad at her for announcing their engagement.
Yeah, it was announced on TMZ, and WWE is like, oops, we can't, you know, it's like, yeah, we...
Way to kill our storyline!
Yeah, you know,
thank you for killing that.
Yeah.
Hey, can we just get married, please? Let's just do this.
We're stuck in a dead-end storyline. Let's just leak that we're going to get married.
I can't tell if this is real life on the show or you guys talking about wrestling.
Yeah, what the heck's going on? Thank you for calling, Jordan from Naples. We love hearing you every week. Take it easy. We got to go one more call before we go to break. We got Joe Coop. What's up, Joe?
Yo, babies. How are you?
Okay, baby. How you doing?
All right. It's funny. I heard The Undertaker, so I wanted to talk about I was in Rochester in 91 when he made his TV debut. It was so wild watching him in WCCW. From the Sportatorium, and there he is in Rochester, and they're taping the Superstars, and it was amazing. Do you guys remember that?
You know, I got to tell you, I have the book in my hand called The 25 Years of Destruction, The Undertaker, and his debut is described in this book as being at Survivor Series.
No,
not true.
Taped his recording in Rochester.
Yeah, not true. He first showed up in Rochester, and actually I talked to him about that when I met him, the one time I met him in Weedsport. And I said, you know, it's like, you know, we have a fond memories of you debuting on one of those Superstar 18-match tapings deals where, you know, and that's where he said, yeah, he goes, I remember I came there. They flew me there, and it was like they gave the gimmick was like, I mean, he had all the stuff for the gimmick as soon as he got there. So he was, by the way, he's a really cool guy. If you ever get a chance, he does talk real stuff. He doesn't play kayfabe on anybody.
The picture you put up the other day of you and him talking, where was that at?
That was at Weedsport. Weedsport awesome. Speedway. He was there with the Undertaker motorcycle. They had a special that and a funny car. And,
so it was Badass Tour? American Badass Tour?
I don't know what it was. He was just there. He was just there, and they actually gave me credentials to get in there, believe it or not. And so we got to hang out with him for a little bit, and just the nicest guy. And it's just really, I have a few autographs, which I don't really collect them, but I kept them because you know, I mean, how often are you going to get this guy to autograph anything? I mean, he's like, the interview I have, I should bust it out of archives and put it up on their webpage because it's not often, it's right when he became the American biker, too. It's like right when he went to the biker taker gimmick, and so we talked a little bit about changing that and stuff, and how, you know, and that's after the it was after Diamond Dallas Page's thing with him, I think. So
no, it was before, I think.
Oh, was it?
No, it was after.
Was it after?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. You're right. It was. Yeah. It was during.
That's right. Well, his wife didn't really show up until he was a biker taker for a while. So I mean, his wife showed up maybe like 6 months after he started doing the biker taker. But no, really decent fellow, and I mean, I was kind of worried because I didn't know, you know, because I mean, you never know when you're walking into someone who's going to kayfabe you for every question you write. And I always thought he was a guy who was always in character. No, he was really cool. So, but in the book, if you get the 25 Years of Destruction, they do not mention his debut in Rochester, which is kind of a bummer because that's the first thing Andrew the Authority asked me. It's like, is it in there? And it's like, nope. So.
I mean, just wild being there that night. And if you guys remember, he was Kane the Undertaker.
That's right. That's right. Kane the Undertaker. They had the urn, and he had the remember he had the big purple tie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, almost like the Mortician.
Yeah, and it was almost like a cut off jacket too. Sort of he was wearing. It was bizarre.
Yeah. One more comment. I'll let you guys go. It's funny you were talking about 1-2-3 Kid. He racked up all those wins, but I remember Ramon just beating him 3-4 weeks in a row for the Manhattan Center, and then finally Kid got that win, and he's charging all over that arena like he's doing the 100-yard dash all over. Just immense memory.
He had a different name each week too.
Yeah,
he was the
right.
Lightning Kid, and
I remember that.
Kid.
I remember that clear as day because it was like one of those. It was the hugest upset win on a Monday Night Raw, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a big deal, and so yeah, when that happened, I mean, and it made him. You know, instead of being the guy to lug around. Around DX's bags, he actually became a part of the group. You know,
he
still looked their bags.
He gave him to Man of War or whatever his name was, the Portuguese Man of War, Eldo Nova.
Eldo Montoya.
Oh, that's Eldo Montoya.
Eldo Nova's a rock band, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Fantasy. Okay, well, thank you for calling,
guys,
Joey.
Love you, man.
You take it easy, buddy. We gotta go to break. Always gets me going. He remembers some good stuff, man. That's for sure. And so give us a call. Lines are now free. 222-1280. Start over. We got another good segment here left to go. And you are listening to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280. And I do see your texts. And thank you for texting us. A lot of good ones. Go Team Canada. Ryder is still the internet champion. He is. He also made the belt. So, you know. 222-1280. Start over. You listen to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
This Bills Break is brought to you by Nothnagel Realtors. Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Don't get stranded. Stay in charge all winter with a rugged, dependable Duralast battery. Proven tough in the most extreme conditions. Available only at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
You want to feed your family better for less every day. Come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Dan Patrick.
Monday morning, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
So you can stand out there all night and talk Owens talk. Or you can man up, get in this ring, and fight Owens fight.
How you doing, wrestling fans? This is the Pain Clinic with Big Vito, pro wrestling's biggest talk show. And if you know what's right for you and you know what's good for you, you'll listen to this show. Because you know what? If you don't, I'm going to come over and break your thumbs and give you a fresh one across your mouth. Listen, I got to go. See you later.
Little flashback there, Big Vito.
That was a great interview.
Do you remember Big Vito?
That was a great interview back in the day.
Come on. That just reminded me of kayfabe interviews. When guys don't want to fall out of character, this guy was doing, he wouldn't fall out of character.
I wish that's how everybody cut.
No, interviews with people who really want to talk real stuff, have real questions. And it's like, we were at a WCW show. What was it, Fall Brawl?
Yeah, I think
so. We were Fall Brawl. We're in the back room. Gary Coleman's in the room next to us getting his makeup done because I looked around the corner and I saw him. But they're parading interviews for us. So we got that day. This is WCW, a long time ago. We got the Kiwi.
We got
Evan Courageous.
Yep, we got Big Vito.
Big Vito. And
Mike Sanders.
And yeah, remember Mike Sanders? Probably nobody remembers Mike Sanders. He was part of the...
I liked Mike Sanders a whole lot.
What was that group he was part of?
I forgot what they called him. It was him and Jindrak and O'Hare, and it was all the young guys.
The New Blood?
Was
it New Blood? Something like that.
I think so.
It was a lot of fun back. Those are the days. WCW always gave us great credentials, so I never had a problem with any of them. And Diamond Dale's Page is a guy we could call up anytime we wanted. If you heard the show, I mean, we're about to, I think in 2 weeks, we will be hitting our 17th year on the air here. 17 years.
Almost legal.
Talking pro wrestling for 17 years.
Where, in New York.
Where were you 17 years ago? Why don't you comment on our...
Doing this.
Go to our Facebook page and tell me what you were doing 17 years ago.
Phone, sorry.
Yeah, tell me what you were doing 17 years ago on our Facebook page, because I'm just curious, because we've been doing this pretty much every week since then. So, got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How is it that the WWE can keep repackaging the Matadors or whatever like that, and then these other guys that you were mentioning don't get repackaged? I mean, at least Zack Ryder's in NXT with Mojo Rawley, and they're like some kind of hype team or something like that, but... That would seem to be, at least, you know, a veteran with a NXT guy coming up, that would seem like a fresh idea as opposed to, hey, let's just repackage the Matadors again. The Conquistadors.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think what it is, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can't do... You know, the only way you could do Zack Ryder is put him in a mask if you wanted to make him on the main event roster. And they're trying to avoid stuff like that nowadays. But I think when you have great athletes like Los Matadors, you have those guys are great athletes, and they can put on a great match with anybody. So they don't want to let... You know, I think it's run its time as Los Matadors, and I think they just need to do something different. But they want to keep that athletic guys up there who can actually work with anybody on the roster.
I've heard the rumor of them bringing in Carlito possibly again, and I think that would be great to put him with
his brother
and his cousin. I think that'd be an awesome...
But I think that was killed by Del Rio being signed because they wanted to get a huge Mexican American draw. So,
I mean, is that part of it too? The fact that Matadors are getting another chance because they need the Hispanic.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Do they have to take them out of their mask, though? I think so. I think it's always been, ever since Rey Mysterio left, they've had a huge hit in that department. And Rey Mysterio isn't going to come back anytime soon because he doesn't want to work a full schedule. I mean, we read Del Rio's contract. He's getting paid very well for doing a part-time schedule. So Just throwing that out there. I think that there's a lot of, you know, I mean, so they had to get somebody, and Del Rio was the winner.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, Del Rio definitely come back as a heel, so that, I mean, that was kind of surprising. Especially, like, yeah, I thought that one of the best things going, whether it was John Cena or whoever, but just keep the U.S. Open Challenge going to where it's, you know, you could almost call it a TV title to where it's defended on TV every week.
I think they're going to keep doing that, too, with Del Rio. He's going to keep taking people on every week. It won't be as high profile as John Cena. And they really didn't mention John Cena's taking off till like, the end of December. So it's amazing that they didn't bring up one word about him after losing the title, you know?
The number 30th, number 30 entrant in the Royal Rumble is
John Cena. Dave, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for calling. And we got to get out of here. But thanks for calling. Please check us out online at on Facebook as well as thepainclinic.net is our website. You can hear any of our old shows. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe to us. If you don't catch the show, it'll be up there. And I want to thank you, Mark. Thank you, Danny. And thank you. And welcome back, Danny. No more garbage picking.
Good to be back.
Welcome back, Donuts. Yeah,
and thank you. Thank you, Danger Boy. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.